Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm back. Rudrance for our Black and White Network. Well, let's talk about Zachary Levi. Although I am a Zack Snyder Universe guy, gotta admit, I really liked some Shazam. I really did. Liked Black Adam, too. James Gunn has taken over DCEU, and it makes me want to poke my eyeballs out with a damn fork. Well, anyway, that's neither here nor there. You rarely see anybody in Hollywood, an actor, come out and make any proclamations about anything like Big Pharma. Oh, no, that's off limits. And after Zachary Levi decided to make these proclamations today, coming out, he found out the wokes came for him, and they're mad. Oh, my goodness. Let's cancel Shazam. Let's get to this. This is wild. Yeah, he stunned Twitter, and Twitter came for him because you're not allowed to have a non-status quo opinion. Oh, no. Do not break from leftist ideals. We will come for you. Well, they came for you. Outkick. Shazam actor Zachary Levi stuns Twitter after agreeing Big Pharma is, quote, a real danger. Well, I mean, you know, the DOJ did just release a $2.3 billion settlement with, you guessed it, Pfizer, and not over the vaccine, not yet. One big name actor is actually catching flack for questioning Big Pharma. Zachary Levi, who plays the lead in the DCEU's Shazam franchise and played Kurt Warner in American Underdog, I haven't seen that yet, I keep forgetting it's out, was taking shots online after quote tweeting a statement that called Pfizer a quote real damage. Well, I mean, I can't argue with that. Twitter user Lyndon Wood put out the tweet Sunday that read, quote, do you agree or not that Pfizer is a real danger to the world? There is the tweet, and there is Zachary Levi's reply. Hardcore agree. Oh, and the wolves came after him. The purple-haired wolves that are all transgender and part of the alphabet community and part of the wokes, they opened fire on Zachary Levi. Considering Levi's on a marketing tour to promote his next superhero vehicle, Shazam Fury of the Gods, it was surprising to watch this Hollywood actor go against the social script. Levi tried to mitigate the backlash by following up with a link to a government site with an article titled Justice Department Announces Largest Healthcare Fraud Settlement in Its History. The article detailed Pfizer's role in, quote, illegally promoting four drugs, Bextra, Geodon, Zyvox, and Lyrica, an anti-epileptic drug. But by then, the Twitter masses were already upset and calling for Levi's job for bad-mouthing the vaccine. He said, just one example of what I'm referring to right there. Big Pharma supporters, why would anybody jump out there to get mad about somebody bad-mouthing a pharmaceutical company? What sense does that make? They're doing nothing for you. You're making no money off them. That makes no sense. Oh my God, they're talking about a drug company. Let me get triggered. That seems ludicrous to me. It truly does. I don't get it. Of course, I never understood the whole you absolutely must get a vaccine, and you're a rotten SOB if you don't. I mean, it's like not your business, so there's that. Big Pharma supporters even compared him to fellow DCEU actor Ezra Miller, a total and complete creep show, who's been arrested for second-degree assault, and that's probably the best he's done, all over a vaccine. Anti-vaxxers say what? Blocked for disappointing nonsense. I mean, Dennis Perkins, what do you gain by trying to cancel somebody talking shit about Pfizer? I mean, come on. That seems nuts to me. Okay, one less movie ticket to spend money on. Stupid. Well, you know what? I might just buy two. Jerks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey man, this is public, you know that, right? Who gives a rat's? Zachary Levi can't have an opinion? I'm telling you, there are some conservative Hollywood actors. I'm just saying it. Bro, how are you gonna kill your movie before it even starts? Shake my head. You're an irresponsible asshole. Look at the comments. Go F yourself. I mean, seriously? You guys are seriously mad because he decided to take a shot at Pfizer, the biggest creeps on the planet. You people are gross. Here I was, actually kind of excited for your movie, but nah, I'm not supporting you now. While everyone is dragging Zachary Levi for this, don't forget he was one Rogan show admiring a transphobe and didn't say a word when Rogan misgendered Elliot Page. He's scum. And you're not scum for saying all that about him. All right. You got a sort of a different version of scum, I guess. Zachary Levi went full meta and did the ultimate. Quote, what's an opinion that gets you in this position? And of course, there's all the knives out in your face. That seems so dumb. I can't get over that. Runs his mouth about Big Pharma. Post a link that where the DOJ, which I thought the leftists slurped, actually show where Pfizer has to pay all of this money over fraud. And people are triggered because he's anti-Big Pharma? I don't get it. Oh my God, you're anti-Big Pharma. I'm not going to see Shazam 2. That seems nuts to me. But we know in this day and time, you are not allowed to have an opinion. And on social media, they will come for you. And in look, regular people, they'll come for you too. They will. I mean, if they get mad at you, they'll be calling your real job and all kinds of shit. Doxing you out. This is so dangerous that people can't have an opinion anymore without people getting triggered and wetting their little pants. It's ridiculous. It's nonsense. These people are sick. Wait, the tolerant left. Really? Not. I don't think I've ever seen the left be tolerant, to be honest with you. They're tolerant of anything that is like a 3%. Oh, that's 1.5% of the population. We're really tolerant of them. But the 97%, they can go jump off the bridge.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay. Nutcases and scumbags everywhere. I'm going to watch Shazam 2, The Fury of the Gods. I want a Black Adam 2, but it doesn't look like I'm going to get it because DC hired a total and complete scumbag by the name of James Gunn. Go find those pictures of him dressed up as a priest and all those women dressed up like little girls. It is not cute. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.